This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, all bark, no bite. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. When it comes to food stamps, is your dog a member of the family? James was a disabled veteran confined to a wheelchair. Since he wears splints on both hands, he has difficulty using the wheelchair and needs a service dog to pull it. He also has diabetes, serious vision problems, and no income. He applied for food stamps and received an allotment of $176 a month. He claimed that wasn't enough to feed himself and his dog and argued that the dog should be considered a dependent member of his household. But the welfare department turned him down on the grounds he was receiving the maximum allotment for a one-person household. James appealed, but the court said that regulations require that a household member be a U.S. citizen and have a Social Security number. The court added, "We hope there's some other program that will help James, but it is unambiguously clear that food stamp benefits are intended for humans only." So there it is, a rough decision, any way you look at it. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.